Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley. I'm in the studio with Emma from Harrogate Family Law. So what other things can listeners do to help make their first meeting as easy as possible for them with a solicitor?
It's always really helpful if you're able to bring with you as much basic information as possible about your personal and financial situation. For example, making a note of key dates, such as the date you started cohabiting with your partner, the date of your marriage, and the date of separation. Another thing that's helpful is to bring any information that you have about any property.
So what types of information would that include then that you'd need within that?
So it can be helpful if you've got an estimate as to the current value of any property, the balance outstanding on any mortgages, and details of any redemption penalties on the mortgage. It's also helpful to have dates of purchase, the purchase price, and how the purchase was funded, for example, if funds have been borrowed from a family member. And also any information you might have about how the property is owned. It's okay if you don't know that information. That's something that your solicitor can help you check.
Brilliant. So presumably you'd need to know as well the value of other assets.
Yes, exactly. So knowing approximate values of savings, investments, policies and pensions is really beneficial, along with having a list of any liabilities, including loans, credit card and store cards, details of what was purchased on those cards and things, and whether the liabilities were accrued during the marriage.
Okay, so what about your income as well?
Yeah, you should also bring details of current income from all types of sources. So, for example, from employment, from benefits, from dividends, from rental income and from investment income. So it can also be helpful to have a brief employment history with you as well. And if you've got an interest in a business, it's good to know the percentage of that interest and an approximate valuation, along with general information about performance.
What about your income in light of your family's current monthly expenditure as well? Is that important to take into consideration?
Yes, of course. So if you are able to kind of bring a brief summary of your monthly outgoings, then that's really helpful because your income is ultimately considered, like you say, in light of those outgoings. So it's helpful to know what your current outgoings are, and also if you have thought about what you would like to do moving forward in terms of the type of property you would like to purchase, things like that. It's also useful to have an idea as to what those estimated future outgoings would be.
Bro, coming up, we're going to look at financial information about your spouse as well, and if it's important that you bring that with you. That's coming up on the Harrogate Family Law Show.